It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Video games have ratings just like movies, including E for Everyone, T for Teen, M for Mature, based on blood, gore, sex, and other stuff that might be in the game. Those ratings have been provided by members of the Entertainment Software Rating Board, or ESRB. But as of this week, computers are taking over some of the work humans were doing when it comes to downloadable games. Patricia Vance, ESRB president, says the process starts with game developers filling out a questionnaire.
The basic set of 8 questions gets at specific categories of content that cover violence, language, suggestive or sexual content, any kind of controlled substances, whether they're referred to or used, crude humor. But what's really unique about the form is that it overlays context, such as the degree of realism, the player's perspective, player control. Is this a depiction that you as the player control, or is it a full motion video that just plays in front of you? Incentives. Is the incentive to avoid a particular action or to pursue it? All of these elements are important when it comes to rating video games. Every one of these games that's going to be rated through this process will be tested very quickly, and in the event that there are any issues, we can immediately change the rating that's displayed in the storefront, or even in some cases where a developer's deliberately not disclosed content, we'll have the console remove the game immediately.
So just, I just want to make sure I understand here. Do they get the rating before any human testing takes place?
They do.
Traditionally, ESRB members would watch clips of the game being played and rate it based on what they saw. Ian Bogost from Georgia Institute of Technology says the new method is better.
The new system would appear to allow more of the nuances of the game's content to be included in that review by virtue of the fact that there is more granular detail, even if it is being assessed, at least initially, by an automated computer system. I think what it does do is it eliminates the margin of error on the part of the raters who might not be seeing as much of the content as we'd like to think they are before passing judgment on the game.
Bogo says while the system is adapting, it hasn't adjusted to all the new ways people play games.
Games are available on many, many more platforms like the iPhone or the iPad or the Android devices or even on your PC or Macintosh computers. These are still domains that are kind of partially outside of the jurisdiction of the ESRB. They're not choosing to, and maybe they couldn't, enforce ratings upon them. So in that respect, there's still a number of holes in the perception of a consumer they might not realize are actually present.
Speaking of games, One Single Life is a new one, free on iPhone and iPad. No rating, but I rate it the most terrifying game I ever played. In it, you get one single life. Ever. None of this three lives do-over business. The object of the game is to jump from one rooftop to the next. Succeed, you get a harder challenge. You can practice all you want, but when you decide to do it for real, the game tells you, death is final. Sure you're ready for this? If you fall, you die, and the game never works again, because you're dead. I got about 4 levels in and only making 80% of my practice runs. I started to question my virtual lifestyle. Why this risky behavior in the first place? Just because I'm made of pixels doesn't mean I should be stupid. So I quit and downloaded Air Hockey. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.